Oh, excuse me. Where can I find the tax-free office of Sweden?
Yes, sir. Là-bas, au bout du quai des Frères Lounge.
Gaspé was a free port from 1861 to 1866. This meant that any goods coming into port were exempt from customs charges. The lack of customs charges reduced the price of imported goods and obviously created stiff competition for products offered by local merchants.
Gaspé Harbor thus became a key stop for ships bound from major port cities in Europe and North America who would take advantage of the free port before sailing up the St. Lawrence towards Quebec City, Montreal, and other inland port cities. Without a doubt, it was this economic advantage that allowed Gaspé to emerge as the country's official eastern port of entry. Four times as much traffic passed through Gaspé Bay in the days of the free port. A total of 356 ships sailed into the bay in 1861 alone. In order to protect their interests in the new trade zone, nine countries decided to open consulates, you guessed it, right here in Gaspé. Representatives were hired, often from among the local population, to oversee the trades made in the name of the various countries. Hello, my name is Antoine Pinchot. I work as a surveyor and lands agent for the Crown, and I also work for John Le Boutillier and Company. I'm familiar with the business that gets conducted here on the docks, and I'm comfortable in both French, en français, and English. Yes, so the Spanish government hired me as their vice-consul. But I'm not the only one in this kind of situation. The Lowndes brothers, John James and Henry Scott, for example, represent Norway and Sweden. As you can see, we all know each other pretty well around here. We're like one big family, you know? Especially considering that I married John Le Boutillier's daughter. That's right, Elizabeth. With that, I develop close ties with the vice-consul to Brazil since he just happens to be my brother-in-law, Horacio Le Boutillier. Hey, dear Horacio, he's also the consul to Italy. He certainly keeps busy, eh? The United States of America are represented by a few American citizens who were sent here by their government. Makes sense. Believe me, business is booming.
The increased trade in the area soon made it impossible for every ship entering the country via the Gulf of St. Lawrence to pass through Gaspé. As a result, the customs-free zone was expanded to cover a 400-kilometer radius, which encompassed all the ports in Gaspé and Chaleur Bays, as well as on the North Shore, the Mangan Archipelago, and Anticosti Island. Gaspé, however, proudly remained the nucleus of the customs-free zone.